Once again, Asian risk assets taking the cues from the rout in the overnight trading sessions to add to the worries. A tumble in oil prices to 53.4 on the WTI and 61.71 on the Brent added to renewed concerns on energy companies and the broader investor sentiment. U.S. Treasuries remained put at 3.07%. Gold was steady at $1,221 an ounce. The tech wreck has shown signs of de-risking, particularly by the hedge fund community who moved in during October, have now turned sellers this month, boosting bearish bets against internet software developers and electronic equipment makers. President Trump called on the Fed to cut interest rates despite signs that another hike is on the way as soon as next month, and one of Jay Powell's colleagues seemed to agree. Minneapolis Chief Neil Kashkari said the central bank should pause its tightening cycle, adding that regarding Trump substantively, we're probably saying something similar, though I would argue our styles are somewhat different. In the credit market, premiums on U.S. investment-grade bonds have surged over the past 2 weeks, reaching the highest since 2016. Fed Chairman said last week that spreads have been very tight and can sometimes jump when they get so low. They can have negative effects, he said. The cost of insuring government and corporate bonds against default in the Asia ex-Japan region rose to the highest since April 2017. Well, what's on my mind? The market stress and concerns surrounding trade wars, Fed's path on tightening that's the December fully priced in, and late cycle concerns should see safe haven positioning in the near term. The Federal Reserve has further catch up on reaching upon their neutral level on the Fed fund rates before the economic cycle matures. The new normal on rates should be pragmatically calculated in our view, given the structural concerns that need addressing, particularly with the looming aggregate debt levels in the US. That said, we opt to see U.S. Treasuries hit a 3% before seeing a 3.2% while committing to a flattish yield curve. On global corporate IG bonds, the flows and headlines on corporate profitability and the expectations on forward earnings would see downside pressure on cash bonds. That said, we are actively observing net debt and the overall sector leverage to minimize any unexpected downside risk to our assessment. We maintain our underweight positioning on the high-yield sub-asset class given the energy and oil-related companies form a large constituent on the high-yield market, and the default rates remain unusually suppressed at this junction. EMD, the emerging market debt, remains our preferred play, and we retrade to position on being selectively and be biased to our preferred countries and selective countries sectors. It is not a pure beta play. Moreover, Moody's Investor Services downgraded the government of Sri Lanka's foreign currency issuer and senior unsecured ratings to B2 from B1 and changed the outlook to stable from negative. The decision to downgrade the ratings to B2 is driven by Moody's view that ongoing tightening in external and domestic financing conditions and low reserve adequacy, exacerbated most recently by a political crisis which seemed likely to have a lasting impact on policy even if it's resolved quickly, have heightened refinancing risk beyond levels anticipated when the rating agency affirmed the rating at B1 with a negative outlook in July. Moody's projections include a slower pace of fiscal consolidation than assumed in July to reflect disruption to fiscal policy implementation in a period of political turmoil. Thank you, and that's it. Have a great day.